a large of 70%. And we've got podcast this.
So we out here. This is pre-game and before our Border Bash event. Angel, how are you feeling right now, bro?
I'm actually feeling pretty good. You know, like, I was a little worried at the beginning of this event, like all beginnings of things. Like,
yeah.
This felt like the beginning of a movie set. I was just like,
absolutely.
You know how you first, like, right when you start, you're like, everything's going wrong. This is not like I expected. And then eventually things fall into place and you're like, all right, I'm good.
It's always how it works out. Right now we're having workshops. I Hate Yogs is about to go up, so we'll catch you after then. For now, enjoy.
So we're about to, I think, be the first people to sign this poster for Border Bash.
That's right.
I'm so excited.
This baby's right here.
Let's do this shit. All right, I'm picking silver.
I'm going to get gold.
All right, so.
So this is for Border Angels.
Yeah, let's do that there. Okay, I'll be at the bottom. You can be right there.
Let's go.
Boom!
Just like butter.
That's mine.
Here we go. I'm scared.
So that was for Border Angels, and now we're doing one for Border X. This shit's gonna live here.
This is gonna be here forever. For all our kids or the Bell people, like, it's all gonna be here till
the right, that's the opposite.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Just kidding.
One, two, three, and.
Forever. That's it. Forever. Boom. I'm proud of that one. Very proud of that.
And thank you. History has just been made.
Right there. Just like that.
We're gonna make it like a 24-hour, because this is our season finale. This is our like last episode, you know. So for the season finale, we're gonna do like a 24-hour episode, like live stream it and do all this shit.
Yeah.
We're like, hell yeah! And then our producer Sarah, who's somewhere, she liked our show and she was just like, thanks. She was just like, you know, you should do something like,
you should do something with like that idea of doing like a last episode, but like on a big.
I guess like on a big scale. Woo! Let's hear it louder. That was enough. Come on. Let's hear how Bell does. Thank you.
Yo. What's up, everybody? I just want to give a quick shout out to Angel and Chris. I don't have a filter when it comes to the cops. Look at us sad. I used to chat. I used to drug dealers on my shack. I don't know how I feel, but I got up. I don't like to make. I want to go find the place.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Us Podcast.
We finally out here. This is it. This is Border Bash.
We finally made
it. Our end game. We're here.
Yeah. And we are here. So for people that don't know, who are we here with?
You are sitting next to I Hate You, Alex.
Hey.
Nick Reed, what up?
Coming from Palmdale,
it's a
Antelope Valley.
Palmdale, repping Palmdale. What can you tell us about Palmdale? Because I don't really know anything about it.
I mean, it's a desert town, you know what I mean? It's pretty lost. Mm-hmm. It's a lost city, but it's a very small town. But it's cool, man. You know what I mean? It is what you make it to be. You know what I mean?
And definitely.
It could be in a negative light and a positive light.
Yeah, I got catfished by a girl out there.
Oh.
Damn.
God, I drove. Like, dude,
so,
I drove all that way. It was.
No
damn.
Way.
Yeah, dude.
That sound like Palmdale.
Shout out Palmdale.
You're like that classic Palmdale girls, bro.
Never trust the Tinders.
Dude, don't do it.
Don't you do it.
It's actually Twitter. But anyway. Thank you so much for being here.
No
you
worries,
came
man.
All the way out here to Southeast Los Angeles to
yes,
come
sir.
Play your heart out. And play your heart out, you fucking did.
Hell
dude,
yes.
I gotta say, I love meeting new brown artists every time because it just.
Thank you.
Seeing just like that there's just so many flavors now. At first it was like mostly pop, right? But
yeah.
Now it's just like, oh, we're getting different sides, tastes, and just like vibes. And I gotta say, I love your transitions.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate
it. I peeped that. So I noticed that. I noticed that in the music.
It's a very signature of mine. I like everything to blend. You know
yeah.
what I mean? I like everything to be cohesive and tell a story. Without me saying so much.
Absolutely.
And I feel like that's what Corazon was for me. It was very, like, just a telling story of what I've gone through in the past year. You know what I mean? And I've gone through a lot, and it ain't all been sunny, you know what I mean?
No,
but
dude.
It translated to the music, you know, through the music perfectly. You know what I mean? As far as the direction I wanted it to go. So.
It's amazing. So you said two things that really stuck out to me, only because of, like, it's kind of like the universe, like the universe giving us signs that we're on the right path. I like to say when things, people mention things that are related to things that I've been thinking about. And so you said something about telling your story through your music. We just did an episode with a music manager that said like the things that he looks for in an artist are people that tell their story. You know,
think about what story you have to tell in the world. Right? That's what art is, right? It's everybody putting out their story. You guys are out here in the Us podcast putting out your stories through bits of people's stories. Like, I am saying something and you guys are like, oh, that reminds me of this.
And like, the fact that you already know that as a form of like, this is what I need to do with my music.
Right,
you know?
Right, right. Without anybody needing to tell you, you just felt it.
Yeah. I mean, that's where the name comes from. You know, corazón is heart. You know what I mean? And that's what I wanted to tell. You know, my heart, what I go through, being honest. You know what I mean? I feel like music nowadays, it can kind of fail in a way to where people want to portray a certain image, but that's not always them. You know what I mean? And the biggest thing for me is that's what I want to do. I want to show that it's okay to be you, and it's okay to shit. Not everybody has the same story. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And it's okay to tell it. You know what I mean? And if I gotta be the person that, you know, has to say it in order for people to grasp to it and relate to it, then so be it. You know what I mean? But that's the message I want to get across. You know?
Love that.
You're sitting next to a homie of yours.
Yes.
And when I watched you two on stage, especially performing live, it reminded me of like a collaboration I have with another homie friend of mine who actually designed that beautiful mural back there. So he raps too, and we make music together. And I was going to ask, like, how did y'all find each other? Like, was it,
man,
and was that helpful to your evolution as an artist to get better, to bounce ideas off of somebody else?
That is an amazing question that I have yet to
answer. First one. That is,
no. It's, yeah. This, you were the first person to ask that, to be honest. And that is a great question because
I'm not high.
Neither am I. But no, like, yeah, Nick Reed is the guy that's sitting next to me. And this is, you know, not only my best friend, my brother, but he's also, like, an artist that I look up to. And when we met, you know, we first met through a mutual friend of ours, Darius. He brought him to the studio. And they were doing a song together, and I was recording them. And I remember, I'll never forget it. You know, Darius did his verse, and I knew what to expect from Darius. You know, Darius, cool. But when this man stepped on the mic, he was singing, he was rapping, he had a voice to him. I felt bad because I cut him in the middle of his take as he was recording, and I was just like, hit the space bar, and I turned around, I'm like, who the hell is this guy?
Where did you go?
I'm sorry, I stopped your take, but who the fuck is him? Like who's in, who are you, bro? Like, cause I've never, and it's funny because, you know, before music, you know, I played ball, he played ball.
Yeah.
And we were just talking about this story yesterday. Like, we never saw each other on opposing teams. Like, I don't remember playing against him, you know, throughout my whole high school career. So it's just like the fact that we never met, and now, you know, we're here, and the music that he was making and what he was recording, I was like, damn, bro, like, you're good.
Yeah.
And ever since then, bro, I just invited him to come back, and he's been coming back ever since, you know, and we've been making music ever since. And, you know, since that has happened, he, as an artist, has helped me develop and helped me evolve.
Right.
Because when I met him, I didn't have a singing voice. I didn't have melodies. I wasn't comfortable with my voice yet. But being with him and watching him work pushed me to test the boundaries of my voice.
I love that. That's
and so cool. I'm not shy to say that at all. That man, he pushed me to levels beyond what I thought I could reach. You know what I mean? And now we're just pushing each other, you know, back and forth. And, you know, that's kind of the formula and how it's been ever since.
Yeah, dude, I think the thing I've learned this year is just, like, collaboration just helps you grow, like,
yeah,
as an
does.
Artist. Because, like, for me, I always thought, like, oh, you know, I should be good on my own, you know? Like, I don't need anyone else to help you. But it's, like, not even that. It's just, like, another brain to kind of just, like, give, like, it's I said another brain, but what I really mean is, like, it's another viewpoint of the same thing. And so, like, you see something that you just can't see because all you see is, like, you and like
you.
Your experience.
Which, yeah, exactly.
So then another person looks at it and they're coming at it with all the baggage and experience they have. And so they see something completely different.
Right.
And that back and forth is what eventually elevates it, levels it up.
That's honestly how great art is made. Mm-hmm. When it's just shared through all these people, you know, like we're just bouncing ideas off with this podcast. Sometimes I'll have really ridiculous ideas and then it'll be like, no.
months later, I'll be like, damn, good thing you didn't say no. That was a stupid idea.
I slightly ridiculous. I was kind of up for it, but we just didn't have time. We were going to do jumpsuits and motorcycle helmets.
Oh,
that
shit.
Did not happen. Yeah, blue and red.
No, yeah, dude, definitely. Like, and it's like that all the way around with my whole team, from my DJ to my photographer to my manager. Everybody's, for the most part, for the whole part, honest with each other, bro. And it's very hard to find, especially coming from where we come from. There's a lot of people that just, you know, there's good parts, but then there's the bad parts. And the bad parts consist of, you know, people want to see you fail. You know what I mean? And whether if that's giving you bad advice, you know what I mean? But you got to be, you know, strong enough and mentally tough enough to just, and also humble enough to take criticism and apply it.
Which is very hard.
Yeah, and it's very hard. It is very hard to do because, you know, coming up, you feel like, yeah, I know what I'm talking about. I know it. You know what I mean? But you don't. Not all the time. You know what I mean? And it's very important to have people around you that are honest, completely honest. And, you know, and not just in a disrespectful way, but it's in a constructive way. You
know? It's that thing you have to learn. It's like just because they're like, you know, giving you criticisms or telling you this doesn't work, it doesn't mean they're attacking you.
Exactly.
But also, I think the way I've learned to do it is open with like the good things. You know, be like, listen, I think this is great.
I love this
about it. Now, here I'm going to tell you this, and I always say, you can take it, you can leave it. This is just what I would do in your situation. And then, therefore, you like, it's like softening the blow, but it's just saying like, here, I'm literally just giving you my two cents.
Right.
If any of it rings true to you,
and then that's what's cool because I can, you know, I take everybody's opinion and advice, and I kind of just mesh all of it together. Some stuff I keep out, some stuff I keep in, and then we get what we get. Because I mean, the project that I came out with, you know, was not just me. It was a matter of opinions from everybody, you know, and everybody's perspective, which is great because I trust everybody. And the reason why I trust everybody is because we've all been honest with each other to this point. You know what I mean? So it's very special, very special.
So, but to prepare for this thing, you know, we do research and shit. And I read you said in an interview that in your early life, like, you tried to kind of escape your identity, and you had to like unlearn that. Can you talk a little bit about like why? Because me and Chris have done, like, we were that too. You know, like, we're from Southeast LA, but no one is from here.
No,
And so like, it just didn't feel good repping it because it's like, I feel like a nobody because everyone that's come here is from a nobody. So we're like Los Angeles, Los Angeles,
right.
And we had to learn to take pride in where we come from.
Yeah, dude, I literally went to elementary school right over there.
Oh, wow.
And Angel went to high school over here. I went to high school over there as well. It's like, it's here, you know? Yeah. We're right in the heart of where we spend our lives. Just like, but being ashamed of just like, we don't really come from like Burbank or whatever,
No, I mean, you know what, man? It's just like taking... I like going back to what I said earlier, taking the good parts, you know what I mean? It is what you make it, you know what I mean? And I've been blessed enough to surround myself with people that are creatives and have one goal and push each other, you know what I mean? To reach the final goal, you know what I mean? To see the success in all of us, you know what I mean? Not just one person. And don't get me wrong, we go by Loose Change, you know. That's our collective. That's who we.
I was gonna ask you if you had a collective.
Change. Loose Change is our collective, and that's how, you know, that's like all of our identities, I guess you can say. But, you know, we've gone through a lot of people. You know what I mean? There's been people that we've had in and had to boot out and keep it pushing. You know what I mean? But, you know what I mean, it's just about keeping the positive energy and the positive light, you know, around us.
What keeps it running? Like, what gets a person to come in and causes a person to get out?
Hard work gets you to come in, and honesty and just, you know, your love for what you do. You know what I mean? If you love what you do and you love making good music, that's what we're about. We don't love, you know, everything else, all of this shit, like, even down to the likes and all the view. Like, no, we don't care about this shit, bro. If you just make good music, if you make good content, if you're about what you do, if you're about your work, you're in. You know what I mean? If you're about being creative, you're in. What gets you out? Backstabbing, lying, and just not being honest. You know what I mean? And not living up to the hard work that you say you do. You know what I mean? Not being about what you said you once did. Believe it or not, there is actually a person that actually tried to come in. You remember? There was a person who tried to say, like, oh, yo, like, I want you to teach me how to produce and stuff like that. But I know how to produce on this program, but I want to learn on this program. And I was like, okay, I work off Ableton Lives. Come to find out, he didn't know how to produce at all, and he would have me and my co-producer, Vince, make beats for him, and he would post it on his SoundCloud and take all the credit.
Damn.
And he didn't know how to produce Snake. At all.
Fraud. Fraud.
Call this fool out right now.
You know who you are. Why'd you do that, man? But learn.
Even in those situations, you know what I mean? I take it as a humbling experience. And, you know, I don't call people out because, again, you know who you are. You know what I'm saying? If you see it, you see it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And it's not my job to condemn people. You know, they will do what they do, and it is what it is. But at the end of the day, you know, you got to watch out for people like that. You know what I'm saying? And it's just...
I love your mentality, dude. Like, I this is something we kind of want to like end off, because this whole event we're doing, our season, so our podcast, this is our second season. We called it Level 2 because in the beginning, it did feel like we were leveling up as people, but we wanted to like really like make it so that everybody, every time you heard our podcast name, you heard Level 2. It's just like us podcast, Level 2. It's just like level up. We're all leveling up.
The next step.
And you sound like you're well on your way to leveling up to the next level.
Stop here, man.
Who were you a year before? Exactly a year before. Because like it's crazy how much we can change in the year. That's kind of what this whole event's about for us. We were not the way we are now.
I was blonde exactly last year. No, but yeah, man, it is very amazing. You know, I would say this year I really came into finding myself and finding my own, who I want to be, what I want to represent, and what I want to tap into, you know, musically, you know, just culturally. And that just happened this year. You know what I mean? And I really getting into my roots and stuff like that. But yeah, last year I was a different person. You know what I mean? Not in a bad way, but just, you know, just I'm a more refined version of myself today than I was last year.
So then to end this off, you talked about who you were a year ago. Who do you want to be a year from now?
A more refined version of myself than what I am this year.
I just keep getting refined. It gets refined.
Just refining, retuning, and sharpening. You know, I just want to, that's what every year is about for me, is just, you know, because it's not about, oh, next year I want to be famous, and next year, because I don't, you know what I mean, it ain't about that.
I want to get 10,000 followers.
Yeah, like, no, like, fuck the followers, bro. Like, at the end of the day, you know, I want to be the best version of myself possible musically and as a human being, you know, and that's what it's about for me.
Yes.
And I truthfully, honestly believe the rest will fall in line. The music, the fans, you know, the product, the content, all that falls in line if I just focus on me being a better person and a better artist. And that's it.
Okay. Stay by the right place,
the
bro.
Wise sage right here. You're just like, dude, nothing could fucking like kick you off your path. You're just like fucking... You know that there's like a vine of like all these like negative things, and the just like swiping it off. Yeah, that's right. You right now, dude. You're just like, nah, dude. I'm just gonna focus on me.
It gets to me sometimes. You know what I mean? When I'm in my personal space and I'm in my own head, but you know what? I gotta take the lessons that I give out to other people, and because a lot of people do come to me for advice as well, but I don't know everything either.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And sometimes I gotta look in the mirror and talk to myself and really dig deep. You know what I mean? And that helps me out a lot. You know what I mean? And talking through the music, and
it's that digging, it's that understanding that helps us understand ourselves better. So as long as people have the same mentality that you have, you seem like nothing, like, not that nothing can faze you, but that you're just so, that both of you guys are just so focused on what you love, what you do, and purely for the passion of it, there's no way you can't succeed. So thank you all for coming in.
I appreciate you guys.
Thank you for playing for us. It was a fucking awesome
show. Shout out
to
Us Podcast. Hey. Yes. It was a great time. It was a great fucking time, bro.
Well, let's do it. Let's go have fun the rest of this event. Dude, honestly.
Yes.
A new homie. New homie unlocked.
New homie. New homie unlocked.
Level 3.
So if you're just joining us, my name is Angel. I'm Chris.
We're part of the Us Podcast.
A podcast about us.
It's all of us, everybody. And so we are going to be coming in and out all of today, as we said. But I just wanted to remind everybody, Border Angels is in the back. That's why we're all here, is yes. to donate to Border Angels. So if you haven't donated to Border Angels, please do. They're in the back. Go get some info on how you can help if you've already donated. Right. Go do it again. Ooh. And again. Mm. And again. Mm. Let's turn on some more music. You're about to hear some jams by Better Than Sex. I hope all of y'all enjoy and
let's do it.
Here we go. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. It's coming. Oh, doggy, we're back from another, our second set here at Border Bash. How are we feeling?
Woo! I don't have a mic right now.
Oh, how are you feeling, Angel?
I am feeling good.
It's going great so far. Ladies, gent, can we have you introduce yourself before we continue any further?
Go down like this.
Oh, yeah. This mic?
Let's do it.
Hi, I'm Belle. I play keys and I sing.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, I'm Kim and I sing.
Hi, I'm Jaira. I sing and I play instruments. Oh, sorry.
Hey, I'm Joseph and I play bass.
And Maya, I play drums.
And together,
we're
y'all are
Better Than Sex.
That's a bold statement. It's a very bold statement.
I know, but I didn't start off.
So before we start, I just want to let y'all know that multiple, and I mean multiple people came up to me and they're like, that was fucking awesome. Like where did you find this band? And I was like, the internet.
The internet's crazy.
And they're just like, that was really good. People were like, man, I didn't know I was going to start getting in my feelings this early. So you got people raising their drinks and they're just like, god damn. So yeah. Thank you so much for playing the event and doing this interview. So today's the theme of this episode as well as this event is growth. And so I wanted to ask whoever wants to answer, can you tell us a little bit about who y'all were a year ago? Like reflecting on who you were a year ago and how you're different now.
Okay, well, should I? I'll start. Well, like a year ago, we were in high school and we hated it. Well, like, for the most part, we liked our friends and, like, the people that we were surrounded with. Because we did, like, you know, got a lot of our shit done, like, musicians and, like, our careers, I guess. It helped us get a start, but, like, we hated school so much. Like, we just wanted out so we could, like, start doing things for music and...
Just like Chris, you hate school.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I remember that feeling, man. I was just talking about it with my brother the other day. I'm like, I remember that feeling of, like, getting out of school the first time, just being like... I don't have to go wake up at 7. I could drive anywhere I want, and that's why the freshman 15 happens. It's like in and out every day, Wingstop every day. But y'all made music.
Chick-fil-A.
How did that come about? How did that conversation start?
Well, okay, so basically, we didn't really start off like a band initially, because at first it was.
Oh my god.
At first it was just like me, Belle, Jaira, my other homegirl Alexis, and like we were just. Literally like grimy like skater girls who would just like nice. Like because it started off it like as a joke. I was like, dude, we need
really
like a
start off as a joke. Wait,
what's our thing?
Okay, but back up just a little bit farther. Now zoom in to the fact that me and Kim went to middle school together.
Oh, yeah.
And so we were in this like little like rock program that they had there, and like it was practically everybody there was guys, and they all like skated like outside, and like we would just sit there on the curb and watch
mind
them.
You this like rock program at school was like super lame, like we got really
yeah,
made fun of like
fun of it,
a
but
lot
like,
but we were just having fun
yeah.
you know
rock and, the so genre
like a little rock band like
oh okay
yeah,
okay,
like
cool.
a,
I
yeah.
thought like a rock
like a rock
no.
band.
So we had this rock that united us. Sorry.
But so basically when we got into high school, we started to try to learn how to skate ourselves, and then it started to become like an all of us thing, and we were like that summer I think
yeah
because like, we all had like backgrounds of skating. Like in middle school I skated with my brother, and like when we became friends we were all like, dude, like do you want to try to skate together? Like
yeah, so we all became friends, and like basically we just used to skate together, and people were like, you guys are so funny, like you guys are always together, always skating, always like doing
no, but,
like
specifically
dumb
with these little like boys by my hood like,
yeah oh yeah there was these little boys this
oh,
one time
yeah.
these little fools
like these little fools we were skating at the park one time, and these little kids like literally
yeah,
they were like 8 or 9 or something
yeah,
like that
they're
so like
funny,
they're like
dude.
So what's your guys' like click
crew
yeah what's your guys' like crew name?
And we're like we're not a crew. And then like you know we went on the rest of the day. When we came home we're like, are we a crew? And then, like, we're like, dude, are we, like, bitches at skate?
So it started off like that, like, BTS, bitches at skate. But it was, like, a complete joke.
It was a joke.
Yeah, like, nobody took it serious. Like, we sucked at skating.
That's a BTS I can get behind.
We fucking sucked at skating. But it was fun, you know? Like, it was just something that we would do in high school, like, every day.
As we started, like, hanging out more and more, we started realizing that we'd, like, all play music or all sing or do something like that. And so we just started to have these little jam sessions at my house. And then it sort of became, like, not just a skate.
Yeah, it, like, transpired into, like, just, like, we were just making music and writing songs and stuff and, like, relating to each other.
So we just changed the name. It still had the acronyms BTS, but we just had to find something. It sounds a little bold, you know, like, better than sex.
It's like girl.
It fit the.
It's memorable.
It's very punk rock. I love it.
Thank you.
The spirit it carries, the dollar sign, it's all there.
It's crazy how y'all came together, and music wasn't even, like, the thing that brought you together, you know? And so, like...
Just art.
Yeah, it's, like, art, and I think from what I see in, like, the back and forth, it's, like, personalities, you know? Like, I think your personalities, like, blend very well together, and you, like, play off each other very well. So, I want to talk... I mean, me and Chris are big... we love collaboration. We love talking about collaboration, and we've been talking about collaboration all today and all this year. So can we talk? I would like y'all to talk a little bit about how y'all work like with each other and your dynamics and like what about each other kind of make like either like makes you want to be a better musician or what you learn from each other and things like that.
And can
I was gonna say,
what's the story here? So run us down, like what the involvement is and how you guys came to.
So I
unite.
I met Belle at the start of this semester of the fall semester.
In college.
So she was performing her song actually Echo, in one of our master classes. Uh-huh. And I remember her mentioning that she had like a guitarist, a drummer, her on the keys and like vocalists, but like I didn't hear like anything about bass.
Like, I'm not hearing bass though.
What about that low end? So I was just like, oh, like I'll play bass for you.
No. Mind you, this like my like master class is for like I suggest you should use like blah 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 instead of blah blah blah. He went, and then I was like, yeah, you. And he was like, can I play bass for you? Yeah, in the middle of class. And everyone was
like, hit up the group chat, like, oh my God.
Yeah. And you were like,
bass is acquired.
But, and we
Send
met
memes.
Maya.
We met Maya. She went to high school with all of us. Yes. But basically, like, we, mind you this, like, our high school was like a arts school. So there was like, you know, like dancers and like musicians, visual artists and stuff. We were all in the music academy.
Except for me, I was in theater.
For Belle.
Like high school musical.
Yeah. Which academy was this?
Kind of. Like a different version of high school musical.
So me and Maya, we had class together. Wait.
What?
Did we have class
together? No. So basically,
Wait, where'd you go to school?
We all went to Ramon T. Carotinas.
Grand Arts High School. That's easier.
It's called VAPA. It's like a short for.
No, you didn't go there.
Yeah, it's short for Visual and Performing Arts.
Right.
It's like this. Like it had different academies, like
Avenue?
Visual, dance, and music.
Yeah, yeah.
So I met her. So we all like all the music kids would like mainly have all their classes in the music department. Uh-huh. Same for like theater.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So it was like really clicky.
With
and
I feel that.
Yeah.
I guess I think like. I don't know. I would just see Maya around all the time. And
yeah, I don't know how we started
like,
talking.
She started like probably like playing drums for one of my like classes, and I was in a choir class, me and Kim, and that's how we met. And she just started playing drums, and I would see her a lot, and we were all like mutual friends. So like I was just like, hey, dude, like I think we're gonna need a drummer. Yeah,
with our guitarist. Yeah.
No, but how it actually came together was that like remember that one art show that we were just supposed to play
Mocha.
Playing keys?
No, wait, before that.
Remember the Art Tribe show?
Oh, Art Tribe.
So
that's
she
right.
was supposed
I was in
to
another
try
band.
And get in like as like a person who just wanted to see things. You know what I mean? Like just wanted to go to the art show. And like we're like, okay, well if you say you're part of our band, like you can just get in for free. And then she was and we're like, but wait, can you actually play drums for us? Because I knew that
I
she was
down.
A badass. dance. Like, you know, in high school, like, she was part of, like, a jazz ensemble. So, like, jazz, this bitch is, like, improv 101. Yeah, like, you know, she's in it. And I was like, if you can find some, like, sticks somewhere, there's a drum set up there.
Somewhere.
So go to that tree.
Yeah, let me cut off.
And, like, I think after that, like, it just worked so well.
Yeah.
Like,
I was in another band at that time.
Oh, yeah.
And
it was a weird transition.
They kicked me out.
Y'all were the other women.
They kicked her out.
No, they kicked
That's
me out.
That's another new band name.
Exactly.
Yeah. I know. I'm not going to shout
You're not better
out,
than sex, unfortunately. Exactly. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Right,
she
would us now.
Myself,
she would us now.
I'm curious. I've been asking Angel, and I want to hear from your ends. How did you become aware of this gentleman over here? Because he is he is who connected us to y'all. So how are you familiar with him?
It's just you and me, right?
Yeah, like Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, so I was telling Chris, y'all played at one of the, I don't even remember the collective, but junior high, that art space.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, y'all played, like.
You're just like all the memories flooded back.
I saw y'all play at junior high, and then, like, it just, like, stuck with me. I was like, who the hell are you? And then it was like, oh, like, I think all the people in that space were, like, either in high school or just left high school.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It was just like.
A lot of
I was not doing any of this shit in high school, you know? Like, I was like,
I know.
I don't even know what the fuck I was doing in high school, you know? Like, definitely wasn't in a band. Well, I was in a band in early high school, but it wasn't, like, serious. And I wasn't playing shows that good, you know? Hyping them up. And like, y'all just stuck with me. And I was like, this is dope. Like, I want to follow y'all. Like, just young artists, like, doing the thing, like, super DIY. And, it's
super
stuck.
DIY.
It was
literally.
Super DIY. The show that you're talking about, we like.
I don't even remember it. Yeah. Like, it was just like.
You trying to block it out.
It was
of your
one of the back things where, like, we did it. Okay,
back
we could
then.
Go.
Like, yeah, back then. Because, like, now, you know, we have rehearsals and we actually practice and, you know, like, we, like, plan things
and
out.
And we have a drummer.
And we have a drummer and a badass bassist. Because
when you saw us, it was just us.
It was just y'all.
It was literally just us.
It wasn't even, like, we didn't even have a real keyboard at the time. We had a MIDI controller and a laptop where we were connected through an aux cord.
It was playing filters.
It was as DIY as it got.
Yeah.
But guess
we were just running it off the
logic. So much anxiety. I hope this
works. I know. Literally every time.
On every show, it was like, I hope this works and it doesn't lag.
Like,
it
could go. And you're like, here we go.
No, it okay, was back working. Then with the shows that we would do, it was really like that. Like, it was like, it could go like either
left
way.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
like, so
and let me tell you something. There was this one show that we did, like, not like probably a couple of months ago, right before we got the keyboard.
Uh-huh.
And like, the sound guy was like, so what do you do to connect this? And I was like, an aux cord. And he was like, an aux cord. And he looked at me with like the dirtiest like look, and he was
fuck
like
you sound
he was
guy.
Like, if you want to keep doing he was like if you want to keep doing this you gotta step it up. And like, what? I was like, fuck dude.
That's the plan, motherfucker. Let me play this show.
It's like, I need to play this show.
I know, same,
but it was like an eye opener for us, because it was like, okay, we got
this goofy ass little MIDI, like, what am I doing?
This is a wake-up call.
No, really though. It really though. So after that, it was definitely like, okay, like, are we gonna take this serious, or is this like, you know, like, and like, honestly, we put too much time and effort for us to just like let this flop. So we were like, nah, we definitely need to like do
better.
Some shit about this. So
okay.
Yeah.
So now y'all decided like, all right, we actually want to do this like for real, and then you just like kicked it up to your next level. You took it to the next level. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah, I don't know if you know much about our podcast, but this season is our second one, and we called it Level 2, because not only did we feel that Angel and I were leveling up as creators, as people, as friends, we wanted that to shine through in our title. We wanted people to say, like, we wanted people to declare our leveling up as they said our title.
Yeah,
that was the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So, a couple questions, or at least one of the questions we have is, we talked about how you started, right? Mm-hmm. With the aux cord, MIDI.
Started from the bottom. Literally
DIY, and that is super inspiring for I'm sure a lot of people out there that have
even
like
kids,
don't have the equipment but can still set up a performance. So what I want to ask is, you've done that, you're here now with us, it's all of us, where do y'all see yourselves?
I like the this question is an important question, but it'll be the final question. I just saw we have one more that I'm very, very curious. Yeah, we have one more. So y'all talked about being in high school doing this. Y'all are obviously young as fuck. And so can you talk about like does that like go ahead, you can come in. Who is it? Open the door. Who is it?
Got 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Okay, for sure. Thank you.
Sorry, Milton. Sorry for screaming at you, man.
He was so scared to open this.
Yeah, he's like. can y'all talk about just being young artists, like, in this space? Like, I'm assuming most, I mean, you're for sure the youngest on this bill, you know? And
are
so,
you
like,
serious?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, you're definitely the youngest.
Oh, yeah. We're like children.
Yeah, you're like little kids. And so, like, does that affect, like, the way you view yourselves or, like, in the music space at all? Like young.
Yeah, we could all answer this, like, individually. Like, if you guys want to.
Let's start from here.
Yeah, yeah,
let's
start from here.
It's just, it's such a trip because, this is such an early phase in our life. Mm. And, like, I don't know, just, like, the way I see it, and, like, I think you guys relate in some way, like, I don't know, just, like, everything that we do right now, like, matters so much for, like, what we're setting up in the future. Like, I don't know, I just, like, I don't want to, like, look back when I'm 50 and be like, oh, shit, like, I should have done that. Like, I should have, like, marketed myself this way and, like, learned jazz and, like, do all this, like, crazy musical shit. Like, just, like, stay up to, like, 3 and practice. Like, I don't know, it's just, like, now's the fucking time to do it. Like, you know, 2020s are coming up. Like, I can't fucking wait. Like,
2020 is the year. Like,
I don't know. I guess, well, let's do my own. And
okay. Yeah. Well, you know, I've been doing music for a while, so it's kind of like now it's just getting real.
Yeah.
So we're playing shows. I'm in this band now. Am I blocking you? Are you good? I mean, no way you're blocking me. But no, it's crazy because I've been in multiple bands now, and this one feels right. Like, it feels like something's gonna happen. It's like,
I love it.
Pretty much the same thing as Joe was saying. Like, nice. It matters. So,
yeah.
Also, I feel like, because we started obviously younger than
really,
we are now.
Really.
But I think that even for, I don't know, like, sometimes I think about women, especially in, like, the industry and stuff. I feel like it sounds really, like, wrong, but, like, there's a limit. Like, you get to a certain age and no one wants to see you perform anymore. Does that, unless you're already big, does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, I feel like now that we're young, like, is, like you said, like, the time to take advantage and be like, you know what, like, life's too fucking short, you know? Like, just, like, let's just, like, do whatever we want to do. And
exactly, bro.
Hell
like,
yeah.
I guess, like, because growing up, like, we talked about this a lot, and, like, every single time, like, every time we finished a show, every time we, like, would hang out and, like, just kick it, you know? We just, like, talk to each other about, like, dude, life is crazy. Like, we've put ourselves in so many, like, different
situations.
Like, situations and gotten out of, like, weird, sus shit. Like, being, because we've put ourselves at a young age to be in a room full of a lot of older people. And, like, I don't know. Seeing other older people around us, we kind of started to, like, grow up a little fast. And,
yeah,
like,
a little
I don't
faster.
Know. We thought that we were on the kind of the same level and, like, forgot about age and, like, a lot of that just, like, got us in a lot of sus experiences. And I just think
that,
like,
especially because we were, like, young women, you know what I mean? Like, we were 16 year old girls, like, kicking it with, like, old 20
people, you know?
And, like, I mean, as much as we, like, got we got a lot out of that experience, but I think, like, to circle back, like, music has dragged us out of a lot of really weird
you know what I mean
things like that. And, like,
yeah.
It all comes back to the music.
It all happens for a reason. That's what I think.
Yeah. Hell yes. So to wrap this up, I want everyone here to kind of, we talked about who you were in the past. We talked about who you are now. Let's talk about who you want to be in, like, a year. Like, what are some, like, goals that you can think of, like, off the top of your head that, like, who do you want to be in a year? What do you want to accomplish, like, in a year?
In the bag.
Yeah.
Like,
I think... I mean,
I want to have, like, a band EP out by, like,
yeah,
next year.
For sure. Like, musically, for sure, I think we want to release more things and stuff, but I think, well, we're all in college and stuff, so I think that, I mean, for me, in a
that
year...
That shouldn't be an excuse, though, you know? Yeah. Like,
no, I'm just saying, like, because we're in college, like, we have more on our plate, you know? But, like, I don't know, for me, like, in a year, I want to just be, like, able to, like, balance all my things, like, in a positive way and still work on music and still do shows and make more money and move out maybe.
Yeah. That's completely valid. Yeah, there's a lot of artists that even we love that up until recently, like, just quit their retail jobs and they got, like, millions of streams on Spotify and shit, you know?
Yeah,
it's a grind.
Spotify is really hard to make money off of. And, like, as a person who has Spotify? Like, a
elaborate if you don't mind. Elaborate about what makes you say that?
What do you mean?
Is it, like, well, like how
everything, like, Spotify, like, significantly pays their artists less than, like, iTunes. That's why you should really be supporting Apple Music, because, like, I get a lot less plays. I get a lot less plays on Apple Music than I do on Spotify. I get paid more on Spotify, but
if I had taken those same plays from Spotify and put it on Apple Music, I'd be getting paid more. Make sense?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Paid more per listen. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't know, it's extremely hard to make it and to support yourself, you know what I mean, through music, no matter how well you do, because it really is about showing up for your artists and like coming to their shows, not even just listening to their music.
Yeah, all you didn't come to fucking Border Bash, you
motherfucker.
Come on, take the bus.
Yeah.
Take the fucking train.
But you see, even though we go through all this shit, even though sometimes it's tough, even though we got a lot on our plate, what matters is the people we put around us, the creativity, the energy that we fill ourselves with, and it looks like y'all are just
a force.
So like, I'm feeling the reverberations of energy off this seat. So thank you for joining us. Real honor to have you.
Podcasts are so fun. By the way, like, I love watching podcasts. Same. So I can't wait to talk to, like,
oh, we got a whole season you can binge.
You should say that.
But seriously, thank you so much, y'all.
Bye-bye.
We're out of here.
Bye. Okay. Later.
Just a little bit about that. There are 80 folks at the border, so any donation is valuable. This really means a lot to us. This is technically our last episode of the podcast, so so the fact that we can give back, be in our hometown, be right here talking to y'all, have everybody out here, have these great musicians on, it's a dream come true.
Enjoy, see you later.
Here are the Lucy.
Hello.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Alrighty. 1, 2, 3, and... We are back. What's up? This is the Us Podcast.
Hello.
What up? And we are joined by our boys. What's up?
Lucy's.
I was about to say that they know you from that Katsu show, but we didn't record that.
We didn't.
So we hosted like a Katsu show last year.
They might know us from Crying to Maybe or again.
That's true. You know them by their music. Yeah. You know them by
but
their
as
music.
As far as a Lucy's Us. Collab,
yeah, the Lucy's
it's
Us.
It's happened before. You just haven't seen it.
Exactly. Yeah. This is like our second time. We're like, wow, it's been a long time since the last time. I don't remember who did the game. It was you and who else?
The one where we had to guess. Lucy's?
Yeah.
That was at the Montebello show.
Yeah, that was a house show.
We did a collab. We met before.
It was beautiful.
We did this before.
It was awesome. And so, Lucy's are here. They just finished their set. It was awesome. I like to... Y'all music makes me, like, really sad. I'll just put that shit. So that's like, one of the things that I kind of wanted to talk to you about. Because, like, me, I'm not a musician, so I don't really, like... I don't get music things and stuff, but like, I hear sad music and I get sad. I can't imagine how y'all feel like playing it. So like, I would like if y'all could talk about it. You don't feel a thing.
And before y'all introduce yourselves, because y'all are such interesting folk, introduce who you are and then your answer.
Okay, let me start first. All right, I'm Jesse. I play in a band called Lucy's. Part time. Wendy's employee.
We gotta tell you the truth, dog. It's not all the glam, man. Mm-hmm. You can get 100,000 streams, 200,000 streams. You're still gonna flip that burger, dog.
That's
capitalism for you.
Hey, roll on that grind.
How's it working at Wendy's? Lucy's.
Wendy's, Lucy's. Parties? Shit, Fatburger.
Fatburger.
Right, you know, this is
Fatburger's very own Alexis. Dude, it's a big joke on Twitter. You're not on Twitter that? Really? Everybody roasts is like, yo, stream Lucy's to get Alexis out of fucking Fatburger.
Hey, so yeah, I'm Alexis. I sing, I write, I co-produce with the homies over here. And, you know, there's two members missing, so they're not here today, unfortunately, because, you know what? Capitalism, you know, gets in the way. Trader Joe's don't give you days off sometimes,
fuck,
you know what?
Fuck you, Trader Joe's.
Actually, no, hold up. They have good food. They have, you know, I mean, they're not affordable, but, you know, at least it's fucking natural.
Shots fired at Trader Joe's. They're not affordable.
But, yeah, you know what? I ain't afraid to say it. I work at Fatburger.
Hell
you know
yeah,
what?
Bro. I work at Tierra Mia now.
Fuck it. Like, I mean, please stream. Get me out of there. This is like, get out, please.
He's in the sunken place.
Wait, what?
So where are you trapped?
Introduce yourself, my man.
My name is Andres, and I'm not the actual drummer. I'm covering the actual drummer for the Lucys. But
he's an unlockable character.
I'm a part-time Lucy. I'm not a full.
He's a part-time Lucy.
He is a part-time Lucy.
He's
the only rest
And full-time Fatburger.
Hey.
Oh, you have the shirt on?
Yeah, dude, I was late because I was flipping burgers.
We got the proof right here.
Full-time Fatburger, part-time Lucy's.
Okay, so we're talking a lot about part-time jobs. So I want to kind of run with that. Like, talk about how, like, your part-time job kind of, like, talk about the struggle of, like, trying to be a fucking artist while working at, like, Fatburger and shit like that. Like, how?
You know, I tell you,
what do y'all do to kind of balance that out?
Shit, you just got to run with it. Honestly, you just got to keep going. Like, sometimes you just want to give up. Like, fuck, don't quit your day job, you know, if you're trying to do something. Because your day job really helps you out. Like, right now, coming over here, it was like an Uber over here was, like, $50. I was like,
Yeah, man. I think that's an important thing to bring up. Like, traffic was kind of a big thing
LA
before,
traffic
before
is
y'all
shit.
Fuck LA traffic.
Fuck you.
But look, well, I guess what he's saying is that if you have an art that you really are invested in, and then let's say you're doing it for a positive cause, like, it doesn't matter. You're willing to come all the way to perform, you know, to do it for a good cause. And then even then, whether it be a good cause, whether it be your own, you know, benefit with, like, you're playing a gig or something, you're going to have to sacrifice time. You're going to have to sacrifice money in order to make, you know, your career work. Because, like, you know, essentially, like, if you're a musician who didn't go to college or didn't do any of that, and it's not like, you know, like, doing the let's say the freaking the capitalism way of doing it.
Dude, Alexis hates capitalism.
Dude, Alexis hates capitalism.
I feel like I'm back in history class.
Dude, I taught a history class.
Oh, no shit.
I'm like 45. Dog. Yes.
I was like,
no. But I was like, I'll get into that story after. But what I'm saying is just that you just, you know, it's just part of life. You're gonna have to do it. I mean, I can assure you the freaking. I bet freaking. Not Michael Jackson. He didn't flip no burger. That boy was talented since he was a kid.
He's dead.
Michael
Jackson is also dead.
Well, I'm alive.
Exactly. And that's exactly
well,
what
any
matters.
Any other artist that you might like, I can assure you they all had a day job coming
of
up.
Of course.
Like, maybe like Tierra Whack, for example. She was like getting a million streams and stuff. She was about to play Camp Flogna. But she still kept her day job because, you know, it's a smart thing. It's nice to have money on the side, and aside from making money from your music, you know?
Yeah, bro, Megan Thee Stallion still goes to college.
Yeah.
It's like everyone's on their grind, but that's why we were really excited to have you guys here, because not only, like, have we been fucking with you since
Thank
we
you.
Met you at that show, Thank like, I follow you on Twitter, so I know, I see that you, what's a good way to put this? I see that, like, maybe you don't necessarily have, like, a hell of a lot of resources, but the thing that connects you and what makes you guys so special with the people that listen to your shit is that they are so dedicated. I always see tweets, stream Lucy, like, it's like, no one's doing that for us, you know?
Yeah.
So
those are wild, dude.
Yeah, dude, they're fucking dedicated.
When you said, like, you know, the resources and all that, like, okay, if I could tell you, like, the first song that we dropped was Maybe, I'd shit you not, we used 3 mics. There was no, like, I think we mic'd
3 mics to record, like, the whole session?
Just, so basically, I didn't have a condenser at the time, so I used a dynamic mic. It was like one of those Shure 55 Elvis mics, but like it was fancy, but you know. So, but we used that to record the snare, we record the hi-hat and the kick. That was it.
Yeah.
And then I guess like we put one, I think we have one more mic to cut overhead and stuff, but point being, we had like the shittiest mics. They were all broken and shit, like, and everything, like, it didn't even matter. We recorded a song, I had no intentions of it even getting streamed. Like, I shit you not, there is such thing as Sad Boy Hours. There is such thing as Sad Boy Hours. Because I tell you,
I live in them.
The song dropped on a Wednesday or Tuesday, right? When it first dropped, no one fucking cared. It was like, you know, then this Friday night, around 1 a.m. to 2 a.m., it had a peak. Like, it just went up to 30,000 streams on SoundCloud. And I was what the fuck is going on? I was like, I woke up the next day, shit, I'm going to be Post Malone. and then after that, I was like, fuck, we need to put this on Spotify. Then we go and put it on Spotify. And all of a sudden, we get on Fresh Finds and all that shit. And then, so like I'm saying, it's like, it doesn't matter on, like, your resources. Like, you could have the shittiest thing. It's like, I mean, of course, I think what will matter is, like, having knowledge a bit of, you know, mixing and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if the song is good, it doesn't matter, you know, like,
it's gonna shine through.
It's gonna shine through.
Yeah, it sounds hokey, but it's about how just how, like, you play it, not about how necessarily it sounds.
Yeah,
you know?
So it's just like,
that's why there's like a lot of old songs that people still bump the shit out of, even though, like, they're
used with like these old, like I'm talking old songs.
Yeah, dude, like Lead Belly, he freaking recorded probably on a fucking like I don't even know like some potato. I mean, it's like hold on, Lead Belly.
I went through like a Misfits phase earlier this year, and their early Misfits, like their early shit is really hard to listen to.
Yeah,
like it's really bad. It's just like,
yeah,
it's just like it's just like. You're like, damn, this song's hard. It's like, I don't even know what the fuck.
Like, everything's peaking.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It just reacts with, like, your chemicals and your brain. It's just like, fuck.
Yeah, you can feel when someone's being authentic. And I think, like, the thing I get from y'all is just, like, authenticity. Like, I'm telling, Sad Boy Hours is real. Like, every time Lucy's gets on, Sad Boy Hours, like, the switch gets flipped.
Yeah.
But you said you're not sad. Have you gotten, like, used to all these songs, like playing them already?
I mean...
We've been playing these songs for 2 years.
Yeah, well, essentially, like, most of them, the EP, like, it was done in 2018, I believe. But, like, maybe, for example, I was 2 years old. But I guess you don't get sad, but, like, because it's a reflection of maybe you felt that way someday. You know, like, a long time ago, you might feel that in the future. So that's why the songs are so relatable, because you can relate to it now.
You ever bump up music, like, you ever, like, later. Look back in the day, like, you say Misfits, you're like, oh, shit, like, Misfits. And then you get back into it, and then later on, you're not into it anymore, but then you get,
like,
back in.
For example, maybe your love just faded away. I could tell you that, like, that line right there is, like, I knew that was the hook.
That was
like,
the hook.
Right there. That's was like,
I got him.
I got him. I was like, got you now.
30,000.
This is going to make him cry.
You're like, oh, this shit's gonna make him cry. I know. You're like, fucking
like,
crying.
You're drops on the papers. Like, this shit's gonna make him cry.
Hey, let's be real. Have you ever cried while either writing something or performing something?
Oh, shit.
No, I don't think so. But I cried. I cried for Lucy's before. You know?
I cried for the bad. But it's like, I cried
for the bad.
No. Oh, wait. I got a funny story at the
club.
So I went to the club once. And I was just like, I guess. You know, it's like, occasionally...
Wearing
you might... No.
Yeah, because you're always wearing this.
So it's the Alexis outfit. It's the Alexis fit.
It's a different shirt, though. This is a Andy Warhol shirt. Y'all think I'm wearing the same thing.
It's different.
It's the
details. But, okay, I was at the club, right? And then, you know, I was tooting and fruited and shit. Mm. And then, after that, like, I don't know. I had, like, an adios. It was too much to drink. I was crying outside by myself. And then this girl comes and is like, are you Alexis? And then she comes and sits next to me. I love your music, but I didn't expect you to be this sad in person.
Oh!
I was like, what the fuck?
Like, she thinks you just go around just crying.
Crying?
She's like, get out of here, go home, like, go. Like, nah. Like, just
they're like, damn, he's really committed to it.
Nah, we're regular people, just like you guys.
But y'all are so in tune with your emotions.
And y'all very like. You guys have like very big personalities. Like again, online, like just seeing you, like I know what to expect from Andres, from Alexis, and from Jesse. So, like very much like Hard Day's Night. I'm into the Beatles right now. So very much, I think Angel had like a cool like thing where he said, you know, the Beatles had Hard Day's Night to establish, you know, oh, John's the smart one, Paul's the cute one, you know, Ringo's Ringo, George is the silent one. If y'all had to self-identify yourselves. And
let me see.
With the full band.
You can name the members that aren't here also. Like, what are they? Like, are they? Yeah.
Let me see.
Describe yourself.
Producer Jed. Is ain't here, but he's a producer.
Jed?
He's the Jed.
Angel.
A-Jed. Angel. Angel. I don't know. He just calls like himself you. A-Jed.
It's like me. What's up?
Angel. He's here right now. He at work right now. Clocking in the hours. Clipping that day job. You know what I'm saying?
Clocking in. Time to clock in.
But,
Fuck capitalism.
Yeah, what would he like?
Capitalism.
What would you call him? If
he's George Martin, no? Like a producer.
He would be like more of like, okay, well, compared to the Beatles, he'd probably be like, me and him would be probably like Lennon and McCartney. Like me and him writing together, like a lot of the songs were written. But I would feel like he's more of like the combination of George Martin and John Lennon, where he's kind of like a complicated personality, a complicated, mysterious, you know? He don't say much, but he's talented as fuck.
Mysterious but silent producer.
I like that. That's him. And then
yeah,
I guess
you know?
If we were to describe Danilo, Mozart. That's all I gotta say.
Mozart.
What does he do?
That's
the
all
keys.
I gotta. He's the keyboard.
He's the brown Mozart.
Specifically, keys. Mm. All the keys you need. Everything you have. Everything you get.
Yeah.
From Danilo is from.
12. He's got
that's
like
so nice.
Mozart jazz right experience, freaking classical experience, and you know, he just brings in like an energy that's like you don't really hear in other bands because you don't have most of the time they don't really have these like classic or jazz trained musicians, you know, like just like him. So like when he comes in, like he just like you pay attention because like he just touches the keys in a certain way that's like different. So I would say he would be like
he inspires me.
Yeah, the most talented and strict one.
I feel like the most talented in his instrument.
The talent.
And now as we get closer to y'all, can I have you describe how you see Alexis in the band? And Alexis, can you talk about how you see?
I think you know what? I feel like you ever seen The Walking Dead?
No.
No.
Yes, I have.
People have seen The Walking Dead.
Two different sides. Okay. All right. Well, I feel like he's Rick Grimes because like he's the one that caused the shots. He caused the shots. You know. And the beard helps too, you know. He doesn't always have that beard either.
You know, he's struggling.
Just
he's
like
serious.
Rick Grimes.
You get the beard going.
You know, he's going through it right now. Like I see him sometimes, and I see his post sometimes. You know, that's just like it's sad. It's scary. So he's going through it right
my
now.
My heart's breaking. You know, on this podcast, like you can hear it.
But he's the shot caller. He's Captain America. He's right there. That's Cap right there.
Damn,
you know.
How nice.
More of Iron Man, but okay.
I feel like Danilo's Iron Man.
Yeah.
And Angel's a Hulk.
There you go. You got that one explanation.
So then this is what? Thor?
This is
a. I feel like I'm Spider Man.
You Spider Man?
Yeah, he's a heartthrob for sure. Yeah. This food.
Before you say anything, this dude's a fucking wild card, dude. Wild I never card. Know what the fuck this dude's gonna say. Like, we've had these, like, Instagram interactions through DMs. That's just like, it's so strange. And like, I can't predict what you're gonna say, dude. Do you remember? Do you remember this video I took of this like weird statue that was like a skinny, like a bunny, but with like a shield?
Yeah.
And then he was just like, we had this really weird interaction where we were just like, what is that? And then I was like, it's an abomination. and then it's like, what is he here for? Like, it's just like weird shit.
Oh, like you're just like going through a story.
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah, it was, it was beautiful. It was awesome. So that's my take.
It's Jesse.
The best way I could describe this man, I would say he's like a sponge. He's a talent sponge, like of any instrument. Like, cause I met him when he was really young. He was like probably 16, right?
Yeah.
He picked up the bass. Within like 1 year, he was shredding on it like D-Lo from freaking Katsu. Wow. Like he's super talented. So I would say he's like the talented
D-Lo, D-Lo, not David.
Yeah, but
shout out to D-Lo. Who actually coined the term Uslers? Now that we have
I've
it on
come
camera.
Up. I've come, you know, since my 2 years as a musician in a band, you know, I've come through a lot of bassists and like, you know, in other bands, and I've caught inspiration from them, you know.
Sponge.
And I wouldn't say you know like I've overachieved, or you know, I've over, you know, like maybe they dropped the bass or they stopped, you know, they pick up another instrument, but like I get inspired by them, and then you know come across right now, like I'd say what some of my inspirations would be David from.
Elo, once again, shout out, bro.
You know?
Yeah, dude. Solid
shout
dude.
Out,
fucking
shout
fucking
out to,
monster
shout
musician.
Shout out to David right there, you
and
know?
I love how, like, again, all of us are connected. That's, like, our whole thing. But, like, we just inspire each other, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Like, that's all it's about.
Mm-hmm. So, basically, he's cute.
He's
like,
he's the cute.
He's the heartthrob. It's like, right. Most of the time, people are like, who's the lead singer? I was like,
you're
it's
like,
me, but like, it's
that
like
would be me. that would be me.
Andres, I do have a question for you. How did you come to being a part-time Lucy? How does one get to become a part-time
Lucy?
Okay,
all right, let me tell you. Let me break up the background story, then you could take it from there. All right?
Go.
So it used to be the Lucy's. We used to be playing. Oh, there's people playing already right now. You can hear it?
Oh, it's pretty loud.
Okay, look.
It's all good, though.
You can. All right. It was the Lucy's, and it was the Watts. And it was consisted of me, Alexis, a guitarist, and another drummer that are somewhere else right now. I don't know. God bless them. But
yeah,
they used to be the Lucy's.
We don't talk about that.
But
I'm glad we're not talking about it.
Yeah, but he was in another band, a drummer in the Watts with one of the members of the Lucy's right now. That's in drums right now. The drummer, Angel, which was on guitar in the Watts. With a good friend of ours named Eric and another good friend, Caesar. God bless him. I don't know where what he's doing right now.
Yeah,
but
a lot of these friends are missing. I hope they find y'all.
Yeah. But
hope y'all good.
But eventually, you know, things went south and for both bands at the same time. So we were like, we want to keep this music, you know, this music going. Like, we want to keep doing what we're doing.
And it was like, if I could chime in, like,
yeah.
There was a period where, like, you know, the backyard scene. Like, I think you see a lot of the people that were playing nowadays, they're kind of, you know, on the glow up. Like, but, yeah, like, we were around that time, too, where, like, we met the Red Pears, Beach Bums. We met...
Oh, yeah.
I hosted a warehouse show where I had Cuco play. Mm-hmm. I had Beach Bums, Red Pears, and all that. Wow. And that was, like, before awesome. All this. And then when I saw Cuco play, I was like... I said, this scene ain't gonna last long. Like, the whole pit and all that, like... Yeah. We need to get out of here. Yeah, no, yeah. So I said, okay, well, I'm just like, we spent like a whole year just kind of learning and like, you know, recording, trying to demo and everything. And then that's when, like, you know, it took about like a whole summer. And then we eventually, it was like, I think September, that's when we wrote Maybe. You know, Angel already had joined. You know, he was already like, you know, helping us out and stuff with drums. Yeah. And when we wrote Maybe after that, it was just like, we saw that the best route to go is the recording route. Because there's no point in playing the backyard scene. Gigging without no music out.
Yeah,
like,
we had no song.
How are you gonna go and listen to an artist and be like, okay, like, oh wow, they're so good live. Let me check out their Spotify or SoundCloud. Like, exactly. They're nowhere to be found. Just like the homies that are missing.
Yeah, I hope you're good.
Be safe.
I really do.
So when the hell?
Yeah. So how did this guy show up?
All right. So look. So eventually, you know, Lucy's got together with, it was a 3-piece at first, and we started recording. We bought out some songs, you know. We were like, wow, these songs sounds really good, you know. Shitty, you know, equipment recorded, you know, like shitty mix, but like, they're genuinely nice. Like, I like these songs. They made me feel something, and we wanted to replicate that sound live. So eventually, we were getting out, and then one of the members from the Watts had made their band with Angel, which was doing part-time Lucy's part-time with that band that they were playing with. And then the keyboardist from that band eventually moved on to our side. So we're kind of like taking band members from we're taking band members from each band, the Watts, Sound Pressure, and we made Lucy's. We took out the, because there was already the Lucy's, so we just tried to make it simplistic, take out minimalistic, you know, just Lucy's. And it just ended up us four. But then Lucy started going capitalism all the way
okay,
down.
Okay, take it over. Okay, well, hold on. Wait,
man,
point B. Look. The original Lucy members were all together. Eventually, yeah.
It was Angel who hit me up one day, because I have a Juno 60, a synthesizer, and he was like, hey, you want to play with us? And I said, sure. So I just pull up, and then I realized that I suck at playing keyboards, so they were like,
just get
on the drums.
Try the drums, maybe you're good at that.
No, I think it was one of the shows with over the Paranoias. I think it was the first show that I played.
Yeah,
Danilo couldn't make it. So Angel, since he already knows how to play guitar, so he was gonna get on the guitar, and I was gonna get on the drums, and so that's when it all started. So
yeah,
the rest is history. Ever since then,
and then the show that you guys saw, we, you know, Danilo couldn't make it to that because capitalism. We had him on drums, and then that's when we met you guys. So, and then...
Yeah, so...
Fuck.
Here I am.
You know, it's real.
So we're going to wrap this shit up, but... So we talked about who you used to be, who you are now. I want to know if y'all can talk a little bit about who you want to be in, like, a year from now. Like, where do you see yourself in a year?
Shit, I want to be out of Wendy's. That's where I want to be.
I want to be out of Fat Burger.
What's the question again?
Where do you want to be?
Like, what do you want to change? What do you hope changes in your life?
I want to be in the studio every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
I just want to get to a point where I don't have to work, and all I can do is just, you know, make music and play music and record and hang out with my friends and maybe make some money from it. I don't know. I don't care, but
fuck it. Okay. All right. You know what I said? You know, at least one day at Lucy's a week. Wendy's. Okay, I said Wendy's. Wendy's.
Honestly, it's like, get me out of Fat Burger, please. This is not a cry for help, but please. Stream Lucy.
I don't
want to.
Wait,
listen to For You. Listen to Maybe. Listen to Malibu. Listen to the future music. Listen to Like You.
They're good songs, man. Trust me, they're good songs.
New music on the horizon?
Yeah,
there's
we're
new
working
music.
On an EP.
We're working on it.
Might have more collabs for that EP as well. Well, the first single is already out. It's Like You featuring Katsu also. And, you know. So, more music is in the horizon, so.
Point is, let's get the fuck out of these 9-to-5 jobs. These fucking...
Yeah, point is, follow your dreams.
Follow your dreams.
Do your best. Put in the work. I trust you. Like, when you put in the work, it's going to pay off. Because I remember when we took so long mixing for you, but it paid off because I said, I shit you not, this might get playlisted. And literally, you know, it fucking got playlisted.
And here we are now, Lucy's Us Podcast, Border Bash, Bell, California, a special night where all these bands can intermingle, intertwine, hang out, and just vibe.
Thank you guys for coming. Thank you.
Let's keep vibing. Let's get the hell out of here.
Thank you.
Dude, thank y'all. You guys are fucking amazing.
You guys are super cool.
Street Lucy's.
God bless you.
Thank you.
We open on the moon, a spaceship coming in from the distance. You're trying to read what it says on the side, and you can only make out before you lose breath. Apollo 1!
Dang!
What's up, guys?
A whole ass movie intro. So, hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Us Podcast.
What it is. Obviously. Podcast about us. We're here.
What is this?
It was our fourth interview of the
day. Yeah, this is the fourth band, whoa. Apollo 1. Holy shit.
Y'all just got off. How are you feeling?
Great.
Pretty good, pretty tired, still a little sweaty.
Nice. Us podcast fans know this face. Carlos is Us Podcast alumni.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's been so long since the last time we talked.
Go peep our Border X interview if you don't know what we're talking about.
Shit.
Obviously, Carlos, you have new people with you.
Yes.
Would you like to introduce who they are? And gentlemen, if you all can introduce yourselves.
Yes,
so what you do in the band?
Could totally introduce themselves. Here you go.
Go for it.
You already have the mic.
No, you know, you're giving it to you.
Go, bro. Saw you, bro.
Hello, I'm Jason. I sing and I play the guitar.
Nice to meet you, Jason.
Yeah. Carlos, I sing and I play the drums.
Nice to meet you, Charlie.
Arturo, and I play the bass. Hey,
thank you, Arturo.
And I'm Tony. I play lead guitar.
Tony. So you want Seinfeld?
Does anyone want Seinfeld?
No.
Tony.
Tony.
Oh, Tony. Tony.
There's a guy named Tony. He's Tony's a bimbo, the male bimbo.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So we've been starting these interviews. The whole theme of today is growth. Mm-hmm. And so we've been asking our bands, like, who were y'all a year ago? Like, if you had to look back at a year ago, who were you? What's changed since then? And can you just give us, like, a little bit of snapshots?
Personally, me, I was doing a lot more a year ago, playing with a lot more bands. You know, until I came across you guys.
Right. Hell yeah.
You know, right now I'm not really doing as much as I used to, but it's still going good. Still going pretty good.
Fuck yeah.
Life is
still happy
good.
With life.
It's different.
Yeah. How about you?
Sorry, a year ago I was working fast food.
Where at? We've been blasting all our day jobs.
That seems to be a common
thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So Carlos Jr. again. What's up?
Hey.
Carlos Jr. as my dad calls it.
Carlos.
You want some Carlos Jr.
And but yeah, then I quit my job around November because I was gonna go on a tour with Tropa Mágica.
So, shout out Renee's in the building, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
The homie Renee's in the building.
So I play bass for Tropa Mágica as well.
Yeah.
It's been wild, man. Like I broke my head, I died a couple times.
Broke your head?
Yeah. I got staples and everything. It was wild. Stage diving accident. Don't do it, kids.
Shit. Yeah. That's why they have those signs in venues. No stage diving.
Exactly. I was stage diving all tour long, accident free, and it was like the homecoming show. I was like,
no.
Fiero, I'm gonna jumped and like yeah, broke my head open.
Woo!
It was horrible. But hey, yeah.
Man?
I'm here. I made it. I survived.
Beaner, we made it.
And, but yeah, so then I started this band, and Carlos joined me, and then Arturo joined. Actually, Arturo joined before Carlos.
Oh,
how did that happen?
Yeah.
So he actually hit me up. He came to a Tropa show, and he was like, he didn't tell me anything, but then Renee was like, hey, did Arturo ask you if he could play bass? And I was like, what? And, he was like, oh, true. And so that's how Arturo came into the band. Like, he hit me up afterwards. He's like, yeah, like, for real, I'm trying to play bass. And so we played a show with him. And, but yeah, anyway, like, yeah, and then Tony, we only met like a week ago. So.
Holy shit.
A week ago?
Yeah, pretty much.
Since high school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's been wild. But anyway, I'm going to pass this on.
Yeah, talk a little bit about who you were a year ago and, like, what's different.
I mean, a year ago, I wasn't really playing any instruments. I was pretty much just going to shows whenever I had the time.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I went to enough shows. To the point where I got to the point where I am now.
Fuck,
I mean, I wasn't really doing much, just working, you know, 40, 50 hours a week.
Fuck
not really, you know. I really didn't have a life. And then right now I feel more happier.
Wait, but how, but like what spoke to you to change that? Like, what was it, just bugging you that much? The way like things were back then?
Yeah, pretty much. It wasn't going my way at that point. And you know, I had to reevaluate.
What was your breaking point?
And you found the music.
Pretty much, you know, I woke up one day and I just told myself, I was like, I gotta play music.
Fuck yeah.
That, it's as easy as that, and it seems so much harder, you know, like when you're in it. But when you look back, you're like, yeah, I really just like decided to do it.
Pretty much.
That's cool, man.
True. What about
you? Take after that,
bro?
Definitely.
I was playing a little bit of guitar. Like, I don't really play music as much anymore, but I decided to get back into it. But I was working on cars, doing motorcycle stuff. I was doing moto vlogs for my YouTube channel.
Nice.
And
you wanna plug it?
Yeah, dang it, Tony.
Dang it, Tony.
Dude, you have your little like tag at the beginning of the fucking episode.
You can use that.
And I recently got in an accident in July, So I wanted to try new things or get back into music again. So these guys were looking for guitarists and just hitting them up, and then here I am.
Damn, y'all are getting injured everywhere, dude.
It's a very broken band.
So, Carlos let me know, like, it was a mix of, like, folks that have been playing music for a long time, folks that have, like, jumped in it, jumped off. I'm curious to know, like, what kind of goes on in your heads, like, after playing music for so long, like, how do you go about starting a new band, you know? Like, starting from scratch, almost, you know? Like, can you talk about the process of that?
Yeah. So for me, it was this project actually started back in like 2012, kind of. Yeah, it was just like this winter. I wrote a whole album, and I was like, "Cool, like there's that." That song was that band was called From Another Planet. But then eventually, I came to realize that there was another band called From Another Planet. So I was like, "We got to do something about that."
it's always that.
Yeah, that always happens. But whatever. And,
so the spaceship was cruising without a name, looking mm-hmm. for its rightful namesake.
And then we baptized it Apollo 1.
There you go. And where did that name come from? Because it's such an interesting name. Like, I wonder, and like the space imagery, what does that mean to you?
It is a little bit of an, I mean, it's a tragedy. It is a tragedy.
Man, this is the most fucked up, like, yeah, dude, like, I fucking broke, like, my hip, and then, like...
they were doing a test mission for Apollo 1, and they were in the capsule, the one that they're supposed to land back on, and there was a leak with some tank, and the whole capsule just caught on fire, and all three astronauts died.
I saw that in First Man. Yeah.
That, you know, so I was in a flight the other day, and I was watching Apollo 11, the documentary, which I didn't know. So I was waiting for Ryan Gosling to come out the whole time, and like, he never came out.
Like, where the fuck is this?
Yeah, I was like, what are they gonna like switch actors? Yeah, but that didn't happen. But no, but what was the question?
How did you guys come up with Apollo 1?
So you saw this tragedy and you were like, that's my band.
No, it was just kind of like, because I kind of wanted to keep the name kind of like space themed, you know, and I like the name Apollo, so. Just Apollo 1. I mean, there's a bunch of bands, Apollo 11, Apollo 13. Yeah, cool. But
Bebop.
But Apollo.
Omar Apollo.
There's like, yeah. So Apollo 1. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it worked.
Apollo's a good name.
What
about space interests you?
Oh, I've always loved.
I'm taking
space.
An astronomy class, and I fucking hate it. Mm-hmm. Fucking hate. Oh, dude, I'm into aliens. That's about.
I love space. I've always loved it since I was a kid. When I was in second grade, I was reading a book called Did You Know? Like things about black holes. Like, you know, other kids were reading, like...
Warren?
No, I was kidding. Maybe. I mean, I don't know.
You know things about black holes?
Nowadays.
Black holes? Anyway, keep up, man. No, I was kidding. I was just kidding. Sorry, go ahead.
No, but then just last year, you know, I mean, after playing so many shows, I was like, you know, there's a lot of bands that are kind of just out here doing it. So I started hitting people up, and I met this guy eventually, and I was like, hey, I have some songs. And we started playing, and then eventually it all came together, and now we're here. Yeah, pretty much.
And when we said before this episode started, like, y'all rocked the house. Like, that shit was
definitely
fucking dope, dude. And it's a type of music that, me personally, I don't really hear a lot of brown boys fucking playing, you know? Mm. What is it?
It's music we love, but I don't see too many of us playing it.
Yeah, well, I mean, to be fair, fucking what? Indie pop punk shit, like, gets a bad rap, I think. Like, people...
Oh, yeah.
fucking I'll share.
Bring it back alive.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, fucking bring that shit back. It's like I shared like a Paramore song, and then Carlos is like, I fucking love that shit. Fuck yeah, Paramore. So it's like, what? I guess can you? What about that genre? Like, why did y'all want to keep playing that? Like, as opposed to like. What other people are playing, or like what's selling, like
today's
what about,
sound.
What about this sound makes you want to keep doing it?
I don't know. I mean, like I said, I was writing these in like 2012, so I don't know. Maybe they're a little dated.
No, but I think, be that as it may, what I like about it is that it's like a return to just like the shit that we used to hear in high school. Like, it was born out of your high school angst, and you're just doing it now more refined.
Yeah, it was kind of like, I mean, you know, you're 15 years old, you're playing like Blink-182 in your garage or something, you know? So that's just kind of what I was playing the whole time. I mean, we don't sound like Blink. I mean, obviously it's kind of like that, but with a new little twist. Yeah, like, it's a little cleaner.
A little spice.
A little modern. A little this, you know? But but yeah, I mean, it's just what was always fun.
Do your best Tom DeLonge impression right now.
Fuck.
Where are you?
There it is.
I'm so sorry.
I cannot sleep. I cannot dream tonight.
Tonight.
Yeah, I've recently, like, I started watching a bunch of old Blink-182 playing live videos. Man, they're so funny, like, live. Yeah. I miss them. Miss you, Tom. Come back.
He's looking for aliens right now.
Dude, yeah. You know what? Stay there. Like, keep fighting.
That piece of the spaceship just looks like a roof shingle, like TBH.
All right. The narrative continues. This spaceship, now with the name, soars and continues. It's Apollo 1. It's played different shows of different types. But now, we know where it came from. We know where it's at now. My final question for you boys is, where is Apollo 1's destination?
Yeah, where do you want to be in a year?
Where are we headed in a year?
Hey, no secrets here. What the hell?
We're heading towards the stars.
Damn. Hey. Why didn't you say it?
He's like, it's gonna sound whack if I say it.
Yeah, so like me and Chris are all about like manifesting things, like putting things into
yes, sir.
Just out in the universe. So it's just like, what do you hope to accomplish like in a year? Like, what's important to you as a band to do, I guess?
What is important to us? We don't even know at this point. Right now
You guys just riding the wave?
We're just riding the wave.
We're just trying to play shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to play shows, trying to get people to, I don't know.
Know our name.
I don't know. Just dig what we're doing. Don't be ashamed to fucking like what you like.
Yeah,
you know.
I agree.
Absolutely. Because if it's something that's worthy enough for y'all to like get up or you know clock out of work, drive, put all this effort to show up, play, do an interview, talk about your music. Like if it's all worth that, like if I can see that this means a lot to you guys, you know, and that alone. Is enough to get you to the
stars.
It's music that we all grew up listening to and playing, and I don't know. I feel like that this our genre of music gets discredited a lot as being like whack or lame or something that people don't.
Yeah, Justin, really fuck wanna, you.
Yeah, fuck you, Justin.
Who's Justin?
Fuck you, Justin.
We talk shit about my fuck all the time.
Where the fuck is Justin anyway?
He's coming.
All right.
Yeah, he will be.
I can tell him to his face.
So that's officially the ending, but you said something that I want. Like it's a really, at least for me, a funny question that I love when I remember to ask people. What's a band you listen to either in high school or middle school that you're embarrassed that you listen to?
Embarrassed?
I'm not embarrassed about any bands I listen to.
I listened to Cobra Starship. I didn't like. I hated that shit.
I'm going to a Seosin concert next week.
Dang. The definition of do not be ashamed of liking what you
absolutely.
Like.
Absolutely.
Because I listen to like Metro Station and like...
I didn't go that far.
I used to
go to an All-Time Low concert, though.
I used to buy the Glee soundtracks.
Oh, that's okay. Embarrassing. All right.
Are you sure we should like what we like?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm still stand behind that.
Love what you love. I dig it.
Stand firm. Keep flying in space. The stars.
Dude, Blink-182 and My Chemical Romance were on my 2019 Spotify top
hell
artists.
Hell yeah.
As they should be. Carlos is not okay.
Send off, baby.
Thank you, boys, for joining us.
Thank y'all. Bye.
Thanks so much for coming. Once again, Board Angels is back there. We got another podcast. Let's give it up for Wilkins.
Pretty great intro. Hello.
If you smell what the rut is
cooking.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Chris. Chris, thanks for listening to another fucking awesome episode of the Us Podcast.
Level 2.
If you want to follow me on Instagram, you can follow at the Chris Carmona.
You can follow me at @AngelEyeSalinas_.
Make sure to follow the podcast on Instagram at Us Podcast and check out our YouTube channels because we really need that support from y'all right now.
Listen to us on Spotify, listen to us on Apple Music, listen to us on Stitcher, literally anywhere you can get your podcast.
You literally have no fucking excuse not to listen to us, bitch.
Whoa!
I'm back, baby! Just kidding. Thanks, guys. See ya.
Bye.